Now we're going to hear about an art exhibit called Ode to the Sea. In this case, it's the Caribbean Sea. The artists behind the oils, watercolors, and sculptures in this show are current and former detainees at Guantanamo Bay. The pieces are on display at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York. Rick Carr has the story.
The exhibit started with a phone call. A defense lawyer who's represented several Guantanamo detainees rang up John Jay College professor Aaron Thompson with a proposal.
I'd love to have my client's artwork displayed. And I said, what do you mean, Guantanamo artwork? She said, come to my office. And I did, and she started pulling out file cabinets full of paintings and sculptures.
Thompson is a professor of art crime who studies the ways terrorist groups loot and destroy art. She discovered that other lawyers also had collections of art from Guantanamo. Attorney Alka Pradhan has represented several detainees over the years.
Every single one of them had artwork that was worthy of display.
John Jay College of Criminal Justice's mission is there in its name, to study crime and justice. Its galleries show works by U.S. prison inmates and foreign political dissidents. Another show up right now celebrates 9/11 first responders. There are 8 artists in the Guantanamo show. 4 have been released. A few years ago, the men started turning out still lives, sculptures, and pastoral scenes. But most of all, images of the sea. The cells at Guantanamo are just yards away from the Caribbean. But, Thompson says, the sea's usually hidden.
There are tarps covering all the fences. They can smell it, they can hear it, they can't see it.
Then, 3 years ago, a hurricane approached Cuba and the tarps came down.
So for 4 days, they could see the ocean.
For some detainees from landlocked Afghanistan, it was the first time. The men built model boats, painted seascapes in oil and pastel, and rendered 2 depictions of the Titanic, one of them in gravel and sand gathered from the exercise yard. The film Titanic is one of the few available to detainees from the camp library. Of the nearly 3 dozen pieces in the exhibit, just 1 is an abstract work. From a distance, it looks like brightly colored candy buttons swirling down and away into a void. Upon closer examination, there's an inscription. Vertigo in Guantanamo. Paige Leno is one of the show's curators.
It looks fun on the surface, but there's a lot of like very tortured pencil marks. And it is a black hole. It's a fun colored black hole.
The artist is Amar Albalucci, the only so-called high-value detainee in the show. He distributed money that the Al-Qaeda conspirators used to carry out the 9/11 attacks. A military commission is set to try him on charges that carry the death penalty. Attorney Alka Pradhan represents Albalucci and loaned the piece for display in the show. Pradhan says her client painted it in an effort to describe what she calls the lingering effects of torture after he was captured.
This was the first time he was sort of able to explain. He's like, I can't always put into words what this feels like, but if you look at this painting, that's what it feels like at the back of my head all the time.
Curator Aaron Thompson says whether a viewer sees Albalucci as a mass murderer, a victim of torture, or both, it's possible to learn something from his art.
So whether you're using that to learn about the person as a person, or whether you're using it to learn about what makes a terrorist tick and how we can prevent terrorist attacks in the future, I think either approach is valuable.
Ode to the Sea is on display at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice through January 26th. For NPR News, I'm Rick Carr in New York.
And after the art went on public display, the Department of Defense suspended its policy, which allowed artwork by detainees to leave Guantanamo.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To find out more about the books and authors you hear on NPR's programs, go to npr.org/books. There you'll find author interviews, NPR's bestseller lists, and find out what our staff is reading. This is NPR.